Day 9 Process by Matt Basak. He basically says this. So you got your niche market. Okay, let's say how to make money from your coffee shop. Write an article about how to make money from your coffee shop. Then the content of that article, create a Camtasia video with that same content. Some PowerPoint slides, Camtasia video. So now you have an article and you have a video. Then you can rework your article into a press release. You know, answer the questions who, where, what, when, why. You know, press release, and use services like PRWeb.com to have your press release go to 60,000 various press contacts around the internet and around the world through PRWeb.com. Then you rework your article, the same article, you can take the audio from that video, and you can create a podcast and then upload that to podcasting sites. You can create a blog entry, have a WordPress blog, and so you put a WordPress entry. Hi, today let me tell you about how to make money from your coffee shop. Also create a Squidoo lens. To be honest, I've never tried Squidoo, but some people get some good results from Squidoo.com. And also socially bookmark. Use social bookmarks to basically have your links in more locations on the internet. You can use pinkspider.com, socialmarket.com. There's a few other sites. Graham John actually was recommending one to me the other day. I don't remember what it is right now. But what is the point of this? If you write an article and post it to ezinearticles.com, and people take that article and they put it on their blogs, they take it on their website, put it on their newsletters, suddenly your link in that article is on hundreds of different places. If you use the service articlemarketer.com, your article will be posted to more than 3,000 article directories. People find those articles in those directories, they put them onto their websites. So suddenly you have this viral effect where you have all of these links back to your website on all of these different websites and different hosting accounts and all of that. Then you have this video. You can use TubeMogul or TrafficGeyser.com to take your video, post it to YouTube, to Meta Cafe, to all of these other video sites out there. Again, all linking back to your site. Then you can have a Squidoo lens with a link back to your site. Then you have all these social websites, Facebook, etc., etc., more than 30 different social media websites, all with links back to your website. Then you can have your blog entry, maybe that's actually your website, or on your blog you're linking back to your site. Or maybe you have a series of 30 blogs, and on each blog you have links back to your website, links back to the other blogs, and links back to your website. The idea being that if you do it this way, that Google will go, wow, this website must be very important. There are comments about it on all these different blogs. There's videos about it on all these different video websites. And essentially, it's a way for, A, to have your website link on many different sites so people can click on it and go to your site directly. But B, it's a way to have your website really high up in the search rankings. Does that make sense? It's called the A9 process by Matt Basak.